ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। हरि ओम्, सल्यूटेशन्स् टु आल्। सो वेल्कम् टु दीस् सेशन्स् विच् आर् साधना सेशन्स्। सो इन् दिस् वि विल् लर्न् अबौट् sadhana and we will also practice some sadhanas. So first and foremost, what is the meaning of sadhana? Sadhana means what? Manko sadhana. Siddhi is different, sadhana is different. Channelize karna. Prayer. Discipline, practice, exercise, challenge yourself. I am asking meaning of sadhana, okay, not purpose of sadhana, benefit of sadhana. Perfect. Sadhana means, it is a sadhan, a means to achieve is called sadhana. Sadhan actually, and that application of that means is sadhana. So a sadhan is utilized for what? To achieve something. No? So there has to be a goal. So the goal to be achieved is called sadhya. Sadhan is the means, and when we use that means consistently, then that is sadhana. And why am I doing it consistently? For achieving the goal, which is the sadhya. Who is the person who is wanting to do this? He is called as sadhak. The sadhak applies sadhana to achieve sadhya. When the sadhana is done, sadhya is achieved, that achievement of the sadhya is called siddhi. Siddhi word means one has achieved the goal. In other meanings, siddhi can have special context meanings that it is some special powers and all that, but otherwise it means siddhi, karya siddhi. So if your goal was that Saturday, today you have to attend this class, you have accomplished. You are a siddha purusha because you achieved the goal. Because that was your goal, na? You are a sadhak, you put the sadhana, you applied whatever the means of transport and you came here, and then you have attended the class and you attained the knowledge, goal accomplished, siddha. So simple meaning, sadhana. So sadhak, sadhya, sorry, sadhak, sadhana, sadhya and siddhi, four things. So we will come to each one now. Before we do, we go into sadhana practice, we have to go understand the introduction well. So who is a sadhak here? So sadhak can be anybody. So now this model you can apply to anybody. No? Anybody who is a striver is a sadhak. Now I am striving to attain money, I am striving to attain some wealth or some property, you know, prosperity, some kind of a financial goal, security, enjoyment, achievement, whatever goals I may have. Anybody can apply this. The means to achieve their goal. And the person is the striver. I am striving to attain this goal. This is the means I will adopt and I will achieve that. Then I become the siddha. So that model is applicable to anyone. In spiritual context now, who is a sadhak? So one who seeks, wo to bahut kuch seek karte hai na. Who is a sadhak in spiritual context? One who is seeking the true self, one who is seeking to realize, one who is seeking the truth. That should become clear. Are all people who are seekers at the same level? No. So from where I am is where I can start. Sadhya is my goal. Where I am is different for each person. So every sadhak is different. Each of us at different points in life are also different. We have evolved, we have grown, all that happens. Sometimes we slip down, all that happens. So each point in time we are also different. So as sadhaks there is a difference. In the sadhya is there a difference? What is the goal? In that goal is there a difference? No. Goal, everybody has the same goal. So what is the ultimate goal of the sadhak? To know the truth. So now in So sadhak, sadhana, sadhya, siddha. Okay. So sadhak we say is the seeker, sadhana is the spiritual practice, or it means a means. Sadhya is the goal. Siddha is the one who has accomplished the goal. One who has accomplished. Okay. Now, in sadhak, we saw there are varieties. Each one is at a different level. So, each of them are seeking the same goal. Ultimately, yes. What we seek as sadhaks is to discover our nature as supreme happiness, to discover whatever name one gives. See, for a sadhak, it's very important to identify the goal very clearly. If the goal is not clear, then the intensity of seeking will not be strong. One of the reasons why our sadhana does not go deep or sadhana is not consistent is because I am not clear about the goal, or I am clear about the goal, but I am not reminding myself of that goal. There are two different things. Sometimes clarity is there, this is what I want, but I get distracted, I get involved with so many other things and I forget. Then after some time again it comes back, so again I start doing. So clarity may be there in some ways, but the consistency is not there because I am not reminding myself, I am not focused on it. And so, I should be very clear about what is my sadhya. If sadhana has to go on continuously and motivation has to happen, I was saying this in the SIP talk also, that we should ensure that our goal statement is written. What is my goal statement as a sadhak? And how should we... why should we do this? Because it will keep me focused. It will make me very clear, this is my goal. So, I will come to this goal statement in some time. I will come back to this. So this, what is my goal? We may say that my goal is to realize happiness or God realization, self-realization, whatever that is. Is that my goal now, or is that my ultimate goal? Again, I am saying for each student, each seeker, it may be different. Somebody may feel, nahi, mujhe abhi chahiye mukti. Intense mumukshu may feel that, ki nahi, mukti hi chahiye, aur kuch nahi chahiye. Some others may say that nahi, mukti chahiye, but not, I don't have that much intensity now, I want mukti, that's my ultimate goal. So for each one, we have to, each one has to decide for themselves. So in goals, what happens? There is goal of life, then there are goals in life. Now in general, we always say goal of life is mukti and goal of life is realization, goal of life is, you know, experiencing supreme happiness, all that. So moksha sthiti. And artha, kama and dharma, we say wealth and enjoyment and pursuit of values and righteousness is the goals in life. But we have to also remember in spiritual context that goal of life may be moksha. That is the ultimate goal, no doubt. And no doubt that even right now we want that. But are we prepared for that? So immediate goal, what do I have? That must be very clear to me. Because will sadhana depend on the goal or not? Sadhana depends on the goal. What is my goal? What do I want to achieve? So sadhak and sadhana, they both depend on the sadhya. What is my goal? If my goal is, let us say I want to achieve a gold medal in Olympics. Now that is the goal. Ultimate goal, suppose I have kept, that is my goal. I want to achieve the medal in the Olympics or take my country to the heights of glory, whatever it may be. Keeping that in mind, I will start the whole preparation process and consistent efforts and everything will depend based on that. And from where I am, I will have to reach there. So for somebody, it may already be halfway covered because they have already been doing for certain years. For me, it may be a new thing I am to start. So each one has to do their sadhana from where they are. One can't look at the other and say, ye panch mala jab karta hai, to main char mala kyun nahi kar sakta, main das mala kyun nahi kar sakta. It can't happen like that. I have to do as per my temperament. So sadhak has to evaluate oneself ki what, who am I? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses as a seeker? What is my temperament? Which sadhana I can take up? Not everybody can take up all sadhanas. See, what happens in this field is, sometimes this knowledge is not there, guidance is not there, clarity is not there. So whatever comes along, we are trying. And sometimes I'm trying the ultimate without making the foundational preparation. So I straight away go for meditation. अरे बट जब किया है क्या डिड द पूजा हैपन डिड वी क्रिएट अ प्रॉपर फाउंडेशन इफ नन ऑफ दोज हैव हैपेंड एंड सडनली आई गो फॉर मेडिटेशन बिकॉज इट्स एवरीबडी डूइंग इट और इट्स अ इन थिंग और समवेयर आई हर्ड मेडिटेशन इज वेरी गुड देन आई स्टार्ट बट इफ आई एम नॉट रेडी फॉर इट एज गुरुदेव वुड से इंस्टेड ऑफ मेडिटेशन हैपनिंग मेडिटेशन ओनली विल हैपन देन आई विल फील फ्रस्ट्रेटेड सो दैट्स वाई इट्स इंपॉर्टेंट टू अंडरस्टैंड हु एम आई. What is, where am I as of now? And then what do I want to achieve? Ultimate goal may be moksha, but before that there are preparatory steps. So what is the goal now that I want to achieve? To experience moksha, what do I need? I need knowledge of the self. To get knowledge of the self, what do I need? Of course, a teacher is required. Listen from that teacher. Reflect, contemplate, all that is required. But even if the teacher is there, what do I need?
Attention, focus,
dedication, focus, purusharth, efforts have to be put, agreed. I need a mind which is able to absorb this knowledge of the self. So what are the qualities of that mind? So it is said that mind has to be sharp, subtle, pure. So a pure mind is required, sharp and subtle intellect is required, and the body has to be healthy. Basic things I require. If this is not there, if these three are not there, and I can't get the knowledge, I can't get moksha. So I need all the three. I need sharp and subtle intellect, I need a pure mind, I need a healthy body. So sadhana will be at the first level to cultivate these. If these are not cultivated, I may read as much Vedanta as I want, nothing will happen. Because this is the main equipment. So without using this, without cultivating these qualities, it will not work. And that is why sadhana is important, that what is the means I will adopt for cultivating this, this and this. First level, that will be the sadhana. Once I cultivate this, then my sadhana will change. See, everywhere it happens like that. Now, when we are in LKG, what do we learn? A, B, C, D. I don't know, today they learn before LKG only. Or pata nahi kaun se it's a secret. 2 saal. Interview lete vicharo ka 2 saal mein. Usko A, B, C, D aata hai ki nahi aata hai. Whatever. So when we are in the younger classes, then we have to learn the basics. Then it will change slowly, slowly. The building up of the knowledge will happen on that foundation. So same way, initially we do simple sadhanas for these three. In these only the mind will become more and more, it will go deeper and deeper on the foundation. So in sadhanas, we have 2 kinds of sadhana. One is called as direct means, and one is called preparatory means. What is the direct means of moksha is self-knowledge. And how is that attained? Through listening, which is shravan, reflecting, that is manan, and contemplating, which is nididhyasana. Through this, the self-knowledge will arise. This is the direct means. But for this to happen, what are the preparatory means? So, 2 main preparatory means. One is called karma yoga, another is called upasana. Okay. So, karma yoga means dedicating all actions to Bhagavan. Highest being Bhagavan, you can say that I dedicate to my family, my country, my culture, my field of whatever profession, it can be anything. So I'm just writing it in simple words. Karma Yoga is dedicated action in which cause is more important than I am. That is called Karma Yoga. If cause is more important than I, so Karma Yoga is a means to sublimate my ego, to reduce my ego. Finally, the dissolution of ego happens through self-knowledge. But if that has to happen, the ego is very thick right now. It can't be dropped as it is. It has to be reduced. So sadhana of Karma Yoga is through the day, I keep remembering that I am doing this for the Lord, Ishwar Arpan Bhav. And so that sadhana is this, where I dedicate my actions to Bhagavan, Ishwar Arpan Bhav and Prasad Buddhi. Whatever results come, I accept with grace, with humility, that it's Bhagavan's grace. This sadhana has to be done as much as I can through the day. Prasad Buddhi, Ishwar Arpan Bhav. Continuously it has to happen. Which is why for a sadhak who is wanting to know the truth, sadhana is 24/7. It cannot be only sometime in the day. Sometime in the day can be exclusive sadhana, which is upasana. But other times in the day, karma yoga has to be practiced. Sattvic food has to be eaten. Senses have to be trained. All that is a part of the sadhana process. And so if that is not there, so as a sadhak, when am I a sadhak? That's another point to understand. When am I a sadhak? Only when I am doing the sadhana am I a sadhak? Yes or no? No? It's a tricky question. When I am using sadhana only, I am a sadhak. No doubt. But my sadhya is such that it is speaking about the state which is permanent. It is not something which is achieved now and then, or it's not one experience that comes and goes. It's at all times. So I am a sadhak of that which is permanent. So I am a sadhak also who is there at all times as a sadhak only. Whether I am playing the role of a father or a mother or a friend or a, you know, employer or any role, I am a sadhak who is playing that role. That's my primary identity, is that I am a seeker. So I will eat like a seeker, walk like a seeker, talk like a seeker, behave like a seeker. That is, I am a sadhak 24/7. Every action becomes my sadhana. Why? Because the goal that I want to reach is permanent happiness. If that is clear to me, then life becomes a sadhana. Otherwise, I may start by saying I am a sadhak for half an hour in the morning when I am doing puja or japa or meditation. Alright, good to start. But when the goal becomes clear, ki my goal is realization, then I am a sadhak throughout. And so, if I am a sadhak throughout, then it is my duty to ensure that this BMI are aligned throughout. That is sadhana. So, the BMI alignment is the first level sadhana. Anything that helps me to align myself at the body, mind, intellect level is the sadhana. And very important, remember, BMI alignment is towards dharma, okay, not towards adharma. A terrorist also is aligned. Thinks of destroying people, feels like destroying people, goes ahead and destroys people. Thinking, feeling, acting, aligned. That is not what we mean. It has to be aligned to dharma. It is higher way of living. So my sadhana, whatever I do, is with this principle. See, today we have to understand the principle. I won't go directly into just doing something, because there is no point. Just like that, doing something, where is the picture? Big picture has to be clear. Then we get into the details. So BMI alignment has to happen towards dharma. And when that happens, how that will happen? One of the methods is this. Practice karma yoga. Dedicate actions to the divine. This is because I am action oriented a lot of time. So through action, I am performing the sadhana of integrating with the Lord. So this alignment of BMI is what we call as yoga. Yoga is to unite. First integrate body, mind, intellect. That is first meaning of yoga. This BMI alignment is yoga. Second meaning of yoga is then unite with the self. Without the first one, second one will not happen. How will I unite with the self? Now what we are attempting many times is unite with the self. So meditate, read Vedanta, listen to Upanishad. So many people study the Gita and they jump into the Gita. That's the strangest part. If you don't know swimming, will you go to a pool, get onto the board and do a deep dive? Will you do? That is foolishness. Today we are doing that. You tell people, aao, tatva bodh padho, Gita padhenge. Ab Gita kab chalu karoge? Are atma word pata hai kya? Nahi pata hai. Confusion is there about Atma, what is Anatma, Jiva, Brahma, Ishvara, Srishti, Maya. That only I don't know. Directly how will I jump into the Gita? But one is doing that straight away. So I am trying to unite with the self or trying to study the Gita or have a higher goal in life in that sense. But I have not aligned the BMI. So sadhana is to align this BMI. And that yoga has to happen first. So for that, karma yoga is one aspect. It will unite me with the divine. Action which unites me with the divine is karma yoga. And because I am action oriented, my bhav should be as much as I can that I dedicate this for a higher cause. So the cause is more important than I. In that I lose myself. Even if I find one such cause in life, may not be my whole life for now, one cause. It may be my family, it may be my country, it may be my profession, where I just forget myself and be one with that. Great level of purification happens. The joy of egolessness one will experience only through this karma yoga. And which is one reason why one is like Gurudev created this whole Chinmay Mission and this whole platform where we can serve. Because when we say that I do my duty in my family and that is my worship of the Lord, all said and done, somewhere attachment, expectation is more easily creeping in there because there is a conditioning already. But when we come out of that and take up in a different context, different setting, may not be easy to work with people. I may have to take out separate time from my busy schedule. But if I do all that, then I will find that there's a different level of purification that I experience because there's a joy of selfless work. And that completely depends on me. Many people don't understand that. They say, Swamiji, yahan par bhi politics hai, mujhe nahin karna hai. Arey, wherever human being is there, there is going to be difference of opinion, some attachment. Each one is a different level of evolution. That's what we saw. So somebody is more attached to certain thing, you are less attached to that. So there will be a certain conflict. My sadhana is not that I need all conducive environment and everything is conducive, then only I will do sadhana. In that situation also, am I able to maintain a certain level of peace, equanimity? I'm able to have the bhav that I'm serving Bhagwan here. Then that is sadhana. Because there I have ensured that my purpose of doing that becomes fulfilled. Otherwise it's very easy. Now one can drop and go. But how long? Somewhere else one goes, again same thing will happen. Because the issue is not only with person outside, the issue is somewhere inside. I am not having that purity of mind to accept. Think about it, people like Gurudev, from the level at which they are, is it, how would they even accommodate us? How many mistakes we must have committed, how many things we would have done, where they must be thinking, how immature of them. And he left his samadhi in Himalayas and Uttarkashi and Tapon Maharaj's presence and everything and came down. For what? He would have thought, pagal log hai, jaane do inko, main to jaata hu apni samadhi mein mast rahunga. No, he never thought like that. Because that's the test of his spiritual knowledge, you know, sadhana, compassion, all that. So, when we do this karma yoga sadhana, it is for us to understand that I am here to serve and I will serve to the best of my ability. If something is not so conducive, I will try to deal with it in a balanced way, spiritually mature way, etc. If I have to keep away from that person, maybe I do that. But I don't drop that sadhana. I don't say that, no, this is not working for me at all. I work it out. So that is first aspect. And in that, you know, Gurudev used to say this, that every thought disturbance is a sign for me to identify whether I am attached or not. Same way, every disturbance in the world out there from somebody or the other is a sign for me to test how much attachment and aversion I have inside. If I don't have it, I will not be affected by it. And the best example for that is that firecracker. You know, that firecracker which is there, let us say Sutli bomb is there. We take out that paper from it, light the matches, it will burst. But why will it burst? Because of the fire it burst. Fire was only the means. What made it burst was gunpowder inside. If you remove that gunpowder, will it burst? It will not burst. Why? Because that gunpowder was the main cause for that. Even though it is lit, if the gunpowder is not there, it has become wet, it will not burst. Same way, if our mind neutralizes raga and dvesha, even in the most provocative situation, I will not get offended, affected, which is the purpose of this sadhana. One of the ways to understand whether my body, mind, intellect has aligned or not is equanimity. The ability to not get affected by what is happening. Even if I get affected, I come back to balance quickly. Then I know that sadhana is happening well. Because then I have understood that earlier if I was taking 4 days to bounce back, now I'm taking 1 day to bounce back. And as we progress, I may not get affected by it also. I may look at it in a very objective way, it happens, and deal with it whatever way I have to deal with it appropriately. But it will not overwhelm me, throw me off balance, none of that will happen. So this full day, when we have this attitude, as much as I can, karma yoga, ego become lesser and lesser and lesser. And the test in that is this. So somebody whom I hate the maximum, am I able to even be little objective about that person? Has my hatred reduced even a bit? Then I know, okay, there's sadhana improvement that is happening. Now this is through the day when I do. Then comes upasana, where I should do for some time exclusive some sadhana to quieten the mind. So this karma yoga will purify the mind. Upasana will help me to unify the mind. Sadhanas are different for purity, sadhanas are different for unity. And we need both. Pure mind we saw, sharp and steady intellect we saw. So we need both. So this purity of the mind comes mainly because of selflessness. Because selfishness is the main impurity. Selflessness is the purity. Selfishness is main impurity. That selfishness has to go, kama has to go, then krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya will go automatically. So if we go more into Vedanta, we say mala, vikshepa and avarana. These are different obstacles on the path to know the truth. And sadhanas are meant for this. Mala, karma yoga sadhana has to be done. What are the mala? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. 6 things, these are the mala. They have to be dropped. They will go by karma yoga, because kama is the main one. If kama is fulfilled, it will give rise to lobh, greed, moh, delusion, mada, intoxication. Kama is not fulfilled, it will give rise to krodh and irsya, jealousy and anger and jealousy. So kama has to be made into nishkam. The only way kama will become neutralized is nishkama, which is why karma yoga sadhana is important. So when we say sadhana as a session, it is to get the clarity and then practice through the day karma yoga bhava. Vikshepa is wandering of the mind. So please remember, mala is not equal to karma yoga. Okay, mala is removed by karma yoga. Mala means impurity. Vikshepa means wandering. Mala is impurity. Vikshepa is wandering of the mind, so that wandering of the mind goes by bhakti yoga or upasana in this context. In these sessions, we are going to learn many of the upasanas. So we should be clear what we are learning, where, in which level it is. And avarana is the veiling or ignorance. Now that goes by Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga, I told you already, that is Shravan Manan Nididhyasa. So now if I understand this very clearly, when I am doing action, it is Karma Yoga, and that Karma Yoga is having Ishwar Arpana Bhavana. So there is knowledge in that. So there is Bhavana in that, there is feeling in that. And there is knowledge that who is this Ishwara? He is the creator of the whole universe. So each sadhana will have the other two. We should not forget that. They all are integrated. So karma, bhakti and jnana, all the three, in every sadhana they will be there. Predominance will be of one. Like karma yoga is action. When I am doing through the day. But my bhavana is important. It is bhavana which makes it karma yoga. It is not only doing. Suppose I do some social service. No doubt it is good. I can do. But the feeling behind that is what makes it karma yoga. If I have no connection to the cause, or I feel that I am greater because of that cause, then I am actually not doing karma yoga sadhana. So in sadhana we have to be clear. Please remember one aspect in sadhana very clearly. Everything is controlled by the feeling and the knowledge behind it. Action, what I do, is not by itself leading to anything. What is the feeling behind it and what is the knowledge behind it? That is important. If I do mechanically, it will give some little effort, I mean benefit it will give, but feeling and action, feeling and knowledge is very crucial. So Karma Yoga becomes that way, integrated with bhakti and jnana. Same way when we do, suppose I give an example, suppose we will do japa now. Now japa will be as upasana we will do, let us say omkar chanting we do. Now I am sitting and doing loud chanting of om, so there is action that is happening. There is a feeling. But should I not know what is om? If I don't know only what is om, then that sadhana will not give that much result as it can. So again knowledge is incorporated. So karma, bhakti and jnana are there in any sadhana. In fact, I should ask myself, what is my feeling, what is my knowledge about this and what is the action that I am doing? Sometimes our sadhana is not integrated that way. Sometimes we are doing without knowing, then it is not effective. Sometimes I am just doing, sometimes I am just knowing, not doing anything. Which is what happens so many times in Vedanta. One is listening to Vedanta and one says, I am Brahman, why should I worship Ishvara? I won't do, no worship of Ishvara. Ab Ishwar ki worship hi nahi karenge to karma yoga ud gaya, upasana ud gaya, kya bacha? Then they say, Swamiji, Vedanta is very dry. What? How Vedanta can be dry? Vedanta is enough bhakti, Baba. It is never dry. I have removed it because I am not clear about it. So any sadhana I do, you take up, tell me any sadhana, let us do that little exercise. Name one sadhana and tell me how K, B, J are involved in that. Suppose we say upvas, okay? Fasting. Now tell me how all the three can be there in that. So bhav is there, bhakti is there because I am doing upvas for Bhagwan. That is very important. People do upvas for detoxing the body. That's okay, that's their purpose. As I said, what is the goal? Based on that, this will be. For a spiritual sadhak, yes, bhav is there because one is doing it for Bhagwan. Then
karma is that to abstain yourself from
Right, so karma is there where you choose what to eat, what not to eat, so karma is there properly. And then jnana.
Jnana is the why am I doing, for what? I mean, I need to know that because of whatever the cause of upas, but I should have the thorough knowledge why I am supposed to do it, what is the benefit of it. I mean,
correct, so suppose we say I am doing Ekadashi upas, then I should know why Ekadashi only. Then I am very clear, okay, Ekadasha, one symbolic meaning is 5 senses and the mind, sorry, 10 senses and the mind, so 11. These need to be withdrawn from the regular occupations and turned towards Bhagwan. So Upa means close, Vasa means to stay. So take these 11 close to Bhagwan, away from the sense objects, realize the truth. Done. So karma, bhakti, jnana, all integrated. Suppose you go for a Tirth Yatra, karma, bhakti, jnana. I should know that place, I should know the divine nature of that place and I should have the feeling for it and then I go and do what should be done there. Ganga jaake aaye snaan hi nahi kiya. I am telling you there are people who do that. Very cold, Swamiji, I can't. Aray, 2 seconds lagega, bhai jao andar. Unless you have a health challenge and all, that's a different point, but jao. Karma has to be done. No, door se darshan ho gaya, okay. But each place has its own. Ganga snanat muktihi, Yamuna panat muktihi, Narmada darshanat muktihi. Like that, there is some specification given, then do. Then that karma is done properly, then this sadhana will give effect. So in every sadhana you will find this. So I should ask myself, whichever sadhana I am doing. See, if I understand this, my sadhana will go very fast, intense. Sometimes what happens, we say, no, Swamiji, I am doing japa, but very mechanical. Now tell me, what is the cause of that? Bhav is not enough. Sometimes bhav is there, but it is not enough. Sometimes bhav only is not there. I am just doing it. Typically, I will give you the example, is om. When Om chanting is done, many people don't understand what is Om, and they do Om chanting because they don't want to conform or belong to a particular form. They see things that is idol worship, that is primitive and all that, so they say Om chanting, Om, Om. So for them Om is just a sound. Now how long will the mind connect only to sound? Very few seconds. After that it is running everywhere. One boy, he said, so I was telling about Ramayana and I was saying how this Naam has such mahima that even Mara, this boy chanted, this Ratnakar chanted, and Mara became Ram. And after the class, one boy came and said, Swamiji, if you say Momo, 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 it will become Om. So anybody who is chanting Om, after that his mind is going to Momo, because it was a youth camp. And that Momo was available outside the ashram. Momo, 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 Momo. Are we are chanting Om, Om, Om. This fellow is thinking Momo, Momo, Momo. You think about it. So the feeling has to be there. If Om is just a sound, it will wander everywhere. And which is why this is important, that bhava has to be invoked, karma has to be done, jnana should be there. So now coming back to this, mala, vikshepa and avarana. So in that we are seeing this part, upasana. Karma yoga we saw that will remove the mala, so we said purify the mind. Karma yoga will purify the mind, bhakti yoga will unify the mind, and jnana yoga will transcend the mind. This is the process in sadhana. We have to first purify the mind, unify. Now purification and unification can go together. So through the day I do karma yoga to purify the mind, and then I do upasana specifically. So now what is upasana? So we will come to that. So upasana means sitting near, basically. So sitting near what? Sitting near the divine. Where we take the help of a support and make the mind single pointed. Support can be anything. It can be form of Bhagwan, it can be sound, it can be nature, it can be chakra, kundalini, color. So many supports are available. Why do I need support? Because vikshepana, wandering of the mind. Mind is in hundreds of directions it goes. Bhagavan says it is full of restlessness. Chanchalam himana krishna pramathi balava dridham. Four qualities of the mind. Chanchal is very fickle and restless. Pramathi, very impulsive. Balavat, very strongly gets attached. And dridham, unyielding. Even if you withdraw it from something, again it will go and get attached. Now these four have to be overcome. These four qualities of the mind have to be removed. And how they will be removed? So Bhagavan says two things in that. Abhyas and Vairagya. He says, Arjun, no doubt, Asam Chayam Mahabaho Mano Dur Nigraham Chalam. Mind is difficult to conquer and most challenging because it is restless. Dur Nigraham Chalam. But Abhyasena Tu Kaunteya Vairagyena Cha Grihyate. So with Abhyas, Abhyas means the practice. So this practice will take care of the first two, which is Chanchala and Pramathi, which means restless and impulsiveness. If restlessness and impulsiveness we give up, how will we give up? Regular practice is required for it. It cannot happen overnight, and it cannot happen by reading only. There is no substitute to Abhyas, which is why Gurudev used to say, doing is doing, knowing is not doing. In a context he said, see, in the deeper level when we come to Vedanta, we say knowing is everything. If you know you are Brahman, you are realized. But that is the highest level. At a one level down, at a preparatory means level, we have to do. And that doing has certain process, procedure. If we follow that procedure, we follow it consistently. So that is important in sadhana. In doing, it is the what is the process? Step by step process, I should know. This sadhana, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is what we have to do. Step by step. And 2, I have to do consistently the practice. That has to happen. I may know step by step thing, but I don't do consistently, it will not give result. I may do something consistently without knowing any steps, again it will not give enough result. It can give some result because karma is happening. Like suppose mantra, now I say Om Namah Shivaya, I may do japa. But if I want full vibratory effect of it and give it to give quick result, then I have to chant it with the right intonation. Om Namah Shivaya. Chant. And then do whatever Vini Yoga, Nyasa, all that with it. Japa will be fulfilled. So process is necessary to know in sadhana. I am giving you all these introduction because many times this few basic things we don't know and then we have been doing and then we wonder also why result is not coming. Some result comes, but what should come doesn't come because I have not followed the steps properly or I am not doing it consistently. There can be 100 reasons for it, but 2 main are here. So Pramathi and Balavat, Chanchalam and Pramathi will go with practice, and that some sadhana I have to do consistently. So if it is japa, then do japa consistently. If it is puja, then do puja every day. Whatever it is, consistency, frequency. Alternate day I will do puja, depends on you. Every day I will do this. Whatever you want to fix, that is up to you. Your level of consistency, the sadhana you want to do. And Vairagya will remove this Balavat Dridham. What is that? Strongly attached and unyielding nature. So Vairagya sadhana also is there. So in these sadhana sessions, what we are going to do is these two types of sadhanas. This upasana, na? See, Shravan Mana Nididhyasan we are doing through our Vedanta study, etc. So that is a different thing. Oh, hamara parallel chal raha hai. In these sadhana sessions, we will do this. Where in the upasana part, Karma Yoga I am not going to do, Jnana Yoga I am not going to do. But as I said, we will integrate both in whichever sadhanas we are doing. So in upasana, we will take up some of these practices which are to remove restlessness and pramathi, impulsiveness, and then some sadhanas which are inducing vairagya, which will help to overcome attachment. These are, many of them are attitudinal changes, and these are the doing part where we actually do. So for this today, this much basic introduction I have given. Today's sadhana will be next 5-7 minutes. We will do one simple practice. I will tell you the step-by-step process of that. Then we will enter into it. And that process is called Prana Vikshana. This is breath observation. Simple breath observation, prana vikshana. What is the step by step process for it? So, first the body has to be still. Still, and of course, as much one can sit erect, that much. Then focus on the body, go through different parts of the body. So observe the body first. Whichever posture you are sitting, we will go through that. Then third is focus on breath. inhalation, exhalation. Only normal breath. This is no breathing in any particular ratio, nothing. In this, what we should do, today I will not be able to do that much, but you can practice this at home. So that's one thing you should remember. If you can, what sadhana we learn in one class, practice for the next 6 days. Okay. So one inhalation and one exhalation is one count. What is the sadhana to be done? You fix a number for yourself, saying 1 to 10, that I am going to do 10 breath observations, where I will pay attention only to the breath, in, out, in, out. If the mind wanders, what will I do? Start from 1. You have to be sincere about it, okay? That is up to you. You say, nah, itna to wandering chalta hai. And then, it should just be on the breath. 1, 2, like that. You don't need to say it loudly, but I'm just saying. Count. Now you fix whether it's 1 to 10, whether it's 1 to 20, you can keep expanding. This is a simple method which Ramana Maharshi used to champion. It is there in our scripture, but Ramana Maharshi championed this pranavikshan. Just observe the breath, vas. For today, we will do only this much, next 5 minutes. Hari Om. I hope the podcasts are inspiring and enjoyable. I'll be very happy to have your comments and your likes. Don't forget to click the follow button for updates on all our upcoming podcasts, and do share this with as many people as possible. Thank you. Hari Om.